Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I speak with Mac, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, the daughter of the founder of the Bottom Line Publications, Bottom Line Personal, twice monthly, the Bottom Line Yearbooks. I've got my copies in front of me here. I'm still waiting on 18. I'm sure it'll be here any minute now, not to put the arm on her or anything like that. And
sent you 2018?
I may have, you know, you may have it.
I'm just sending it back out today.
Somebody may have absconded it. That happens around here when great books come in. So, okay, Sarah, we're talking, folks. Sarah, as you know, their Bottom Line Personal is just an outstanding font of important and relevant nuggets and some pretty significant reporting on some topics, like the one we're talking about right now, the economic outlook. Alan Sinai, one of the great economic minds of our time, gave you guys a good, an interesting report this time. Sarah, and I want you to talk about that. But one of the things, before you do, I just wanted to point out one of the things that I've been telling my audience is after a lost decade, 2018, we actually have, for the first time in over a decade, small business owners on Main Street have the anticipation of a full year, January 1 to December 31st, hopefully, a full year of economic growth. And this is the first time in a while, and we're looking forward to it, Sarah.
That's what everybody is saying, except a bunch of people sitting in Congress on the certain side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Alan Sinai, so yes, one of the top economic minds that are out there, and he actually, twice a year, we do an article with Alan on what he's seeing in his crystal ball. And he is very, very bullish on the next couple of years. He thinks that everything is in alignment in terms of we have a strong economy, we have global economy that's coming back, consumer spending
he's,
is up.
He's forecasting China and Japan and even Europe to come back.
They're all coming back.
I mean, Japan lost a generation. They didn't lose a decade. They lost a generation, and now they're going to be over 2%, he says.
Yes. China's coming back. Japan's coming back. They're all coming back, and we're all kind of coming back in sync. It is a global economy, even though we're America first, you know, under President Trump.
Yep.
We're still this global economy. There still is trade. So, yes, between the consumer attitude is up, the consumer spending is up. The holiday sales rose 4.1% this year. And then you lay over that the tax changes, which we're already seeing. The mm-hmm. money that's filtering down from the companies into their employees' pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is going to come together in the, Alan says, the next 2 years till 2020 to create a continued bull market. We're going to have unemployment 2018. He said it'll go down to about 3.6%. 2019 will go a little lower. Now, all of the business owners and all the employers are going to have to now fight a little bit more for their employees. Wages may start going up a little bit. Inflation, though, Alan does not think it's going to go spike like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's going to stay about 2.2% in 2018.
You know, I think, and that's really attributed to technology, to better management systems, to just-in-time inventory practices being pretty much systemic now and not something people have to work on anymore. I mean, there's so many things that are working in favor of holding down inflation and also holding down the potential for some kind of a surprise recession or something.
Yeah, well, you know, people have gotten so smart in the last 10 years. We had to. They had to get more efficient. They had to, squeeze costs out. We did at our company like crazy. It amazes me where I thought we were running a pretty tight ship 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, we have changed the processes in every single corner of our company, from the way that we produce our content to the way that we ship our products to the way that we, you know, where we manage our database. We shifted our offices.
And all of those things impact inflation. You're a little part of the inflation wheel.
Well, it's all part of the big formula. You know, it's all when you manage a budget, some prices go up, some prices go down. So in our industry, paper prices are going up because supply and demand. Postage, anyone that's in the mailing industry, watch out, because postage is supposed to climb in the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to take those financial hits, but on the flip side is I cut my real estate. I moved my office. I took away, you know, private offices. We have collaborative space,
mm-hmm.
which is working beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And I saved money over there. Like, this is
but that
this
took
is what
that the, took the, courage. That took courage and resilience, because you probably got a lot of pushback initially, didn't you?
For collaborative office, I did indeed.
Yeah.
I had people sitting in my office with research telling me that it doesn't work and it's highly stressful.
Or tears in their
and
eyes, right?
Oh my God, my office. But it has worked so perfectly. And we also just, you know, one thing that we did, I think, that was very smart, anyone that's looking to move offices, we included people in the process. We didn't make it a democracy. They didn't think they would get all the choice, but they saw the space. They got some choices about their workspaces. Do they want drawers? Do they want shelves?
Yep.
And we made sure that we gave them comfortable space around.
One of the things that corresponds with this report is the NFIB report, which I've covered every month for 20 years and did yesterday. Small businesses are optimistic about this year, but one thing about it, Sarah, they're still not ready to borrow money. And what that tells me is that if they grow, they're growing organically. And if we have a reset, if we have any kind of a downturn, they're not going to be so over-leveraged that it's going to take them down. That's a big lesson small businesses have learned in the last decade.
Well, yes, I mean, because they got hurt so badly.
Yep.
Now, Alan does say 2020, the bull's going to shift a little bit to the bear. Inflation's going to go up. Interest rates are going to go up.
Yep.
It's not, you know, just be an adjustment.
So,
it's not going to be
a
disaster.
You were warned, ladies and gentlemen. Bottomlinepublications.com.
Bottomlineinc.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.